Catch up with the Big Breakfast whenever you like. But hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition 2019 AFL season medallion when you buy Ego QV Skin Lotion.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
After 47 days, the King of the Jungle, baby, Luke from WA, has been evicted from Survivor. This is the first thing we heard of Luke.
What's going on? Yeah, my name's Luke. I'm a driller. Just drill holes in the ground over and over. I'm here to stir the pot, make sure everyone's on their toes. Gotcha!
He's finally gone. He was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the show, but of course he was in here and he was very charming. Oh, we had a really nice chat with him.
Well, I don't normally watch these sorts of shows. I don't get into Survivor, but Luke is one of the main reasons that I watched this season. I thought he was such a good player and I loved how everyone was playing this season. I got hooked on it and I was watching it every night.
Mm. And it was funny because Kimber and I all of a sudden were having Survivor chats, which we'd never had before.
No.
It was quite bizarre.
In like 10 years, we were suddenly like, how good is Survivor?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. He's finally gone. It was a really emotional episode last night. Tribal was, a few tears before there and afterwards.
Yes.
The King of the Jungle, baby, Luke. Good morning, mate.
What's going on, crew?
Luke.
Talk to you, mate.
Like many people, I wanted you to win, but, you know, these things happen. Would you have played any differently this time round?
I made top four, you know. I feel like I had a quiet game at top four. So, look, if I won that last dance, it could have been a happy ending for me, you know.
Yeah, I did see that final challenge, buddy. And is that the first time in your life that you've mishandled your balls?
It probably was actually. It was, man. When those balls started dropping and I dived and I missed it and I just knew. I was like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
I was sad, man. I was real sad. Like, to go out like that and fall so short.
It was a little,
what do you do?
Mate, I can hear the emotion in your voice still. Mate, I did notice as soon as the show went to air last night, it wrapped up and I saw on Twitter, I went straight onto Twitter and I could see people starting up some pages to help you raise some money, you know, some GoFundMe going on. What did you think of that reaction?
Oh, man, it was crazy. Like, I went to bed last night it was at like 5K. And I was like, what? I was like amazed at 5K. I was like thinking, yeah, this is good. This is great. Because I'd never start one up myself, you know. And then, man, it's gone bonkers.
Well,
like, absolute bonkers.
Yeah, it was like 56 grand we saw when we came in at 5 o'clock Perth time this morning.
Yeah, it's like... It's like nearly doubled that again.
Wow.
That's
wow.
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, look,
yeah,
the thing is, man, none of them wanted to take you to the final there because they were never going to win. They knew you were going to win for sure. As a jury member, whose game will you be rewarding? What do you look for in a winner?
Look, obviously, I've watched all three of those games pretty closely. So, it's also how you can explain your game and if you don't come across as arrogant and try to just claim the moves that you make. Also, there's this final challenge where there's three of them there and who puts in a great effort at the last one, who wants it more.
Mm.
Man, there's a lot of things to consider. Like, everyone has their own ways how they want to award the money. But, look, I think all three deserve it, and I hope they just show up tonight, show up and really fight for that last immunity and come in, you know, guns a-blazing.
Yeah, and Luke, just to explain for those people who haven't seen the show and know your backstory, how's the family? You've got a little one that you had to leave very early in her life with cystic fibrosis, mate, to go and to go to the island.
Yeah, it was a really bad time leaving. I wouldn't have left if I didn't feel like I could win this game.
Yeah.
And try to take over the money. So, you know, I got so close. But I went home and my baby is, you know, obviously still, she's always going to be diagnosed with cystic fibrosis and have her uphill battles. But
sure.
She is nice and healthy and happy and, the family's good. So
terrific.
It all worked out. And now the GoFundMe page has worked out.
King of the GoFundMe pages.
A happy ending.
Hey, man, good to talk to you, and it's been a lot of fun seeing you on the telly again.
Thanks, guys. The king of the jungle, sign him out.
Luke, eliminated last night. The final, of course, of Survivor Australia. Tonight, the big finale on Channel 10 at 7:30 p.m.
How much did they win?
$500,000.
Yeah, significant.
Yeah. And so for an actor, Pia Miranda, you can't blame her.
No.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastwick Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tis from your hood.
3 days to go.
I'll tell you where there is cheap petrol. Caltex Ellenbrook.
Hey, now you're talking.
Rock and roll.
You know a lot about Ellenbrook now.
I do. I have done the Brook a couple of times, I think, I know I've done it once as a comedy gig.
Oh, yeah.
So I have been there, and I'll be going out there again to do some filming. But it sounds like paradise to me because Ugg boots and trackies are considered, you know, the...
Formal wear.
Yeah, suit de jour.
Mind you, it's starting to warm up, so they're starting to remove them now. But, yeah, over the last few months, definitely.
Nah, mate, doesn't matter. That's why you got the lace-up Uggie, so you can let them breathe a bit.
A bit of air in there.
Everyone's got a dog. Everyone, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Kangaroos everywhere. There's no train line yet. It's been promised, but their Aldi was the first one that had booze.
Yeah.
And the train load will be organised, you know, by 2068.
And there's a new Kmart on the way. So what's there to complain about?
Well, that's all you need in one area, really, is a Kmart.
Yeah, but they're very strict about the people that they let into Ellenbrook.
Oh, right.
There's certain things, certain boxes that need to be ticked.
Oh, so you need a passport before you do your filming?
You just need to be the right sort of person.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
Here's an example. G'day, Mrs. Johnson, is it?
Yes.
Hello, my name's Warren Schmeltz. I'm from the Ellenbrook Community Standards Association.
I see.
You've recently moved in.
That's right.
We just want to welcome you to our wonderful neighbourhood and make sure that you're aware of some of the stipulations and regulations of our Ellenbrook community.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, that car there, is that a hybrid?
Yes.
Yeah, it has to go. Basically, anything under 8 cylinders isn't allowed.
What?
Well, I mean, can you do donuts with that?
No.
Right, so that has to go. Oh, you got a dog?
Yes.
Oh, what breed?
It's a Shih Tzu.
Oh, how cute. Hello there. That's got to go.
But I've had schnitzel for 7 years.
That's not big enough, I'm afraid. That rat might be acceptable in your inner city la-di-da areas, but not here. It's got to go.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
Is there any hurry?
No. You got 48 hours. But it's not all bad. Not all take. How many people reside here?
3. My husband and I and our son.
Beautiful. Here's 3 pairs of complimentary Ugg boots.
We don't wear Ugg boots.
You do now. In fact, if you're seen outside without them, we'll be forced to turn off your utilities. Now, how old is your son?
He's 14.
It's a wonderful age. Is the lad a drinker?
No, of course not. Yes.
Great. Here's a complimentary fake ID.
Well, thank you, I guess.
You'll love it here. We're good people with no airs and graces. We like loud cars, big dogs and tracksuits.
Okay.
Welcome to Ellenbrook.
How did you get Margot Robbie involved? That was brilliant.
Yeah, she wanted to. She's always loved Ellenbrook.
So good.
Yeah.
What a great suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear more.
It's made for Dick Tinsky.
Yeah.
That's a dream to me.
More of Warren Smeltz on the radio, too.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Gotta love it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you... trust us.
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us. You'll love it with ABC Blinds.
Going to the suburb that's the basis of Matt's Hits from your Hood on Friday morning. It's Ellenbrook. Morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Hey, Anna, how are things in beautiful Ellenbrook this morning?
Oh, it's very foggy, but apart from that, it's beautiful.
Oh, there is fog. We couldn't see it in Subi, so we were questioning the Bureau of Meteorology.
And me.
Yeah.
All right, just changing one of me lines from the song to include fog.
Beautiful.
All right, well, Anna, we're going to find out whether or not you're the kind of person who wants to take the instant cash or maybe you want to take the risk and trust us because you will love it.
Anna.
I'm sure I will.
Anna, be honest. Are you a bit of an instant gratification kind of person?
Well, I'm sort of logical, and I think there's a lot of people in the draw now, isn't there?
Well, it depends. You know, there's been a few who've taken the cash, Anna, and that's the risk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, let's see.
Please don't be bringing your logic to our show, Anna. We don't know how to handle
We've
that.
Never been logical or sensible.
All right,
in
Anna. Respect. Here we go. Well, let's get in here. Let's have a play.
Let's go in the money zone, shall we? Into the money pit.
Can I make an offer?
Yeah, go.
I'm going to make an offer because I got a bill yesterday and I thought I would have loved this bill to just go away straight up.
Vanish.
Okay.
The bill for my internet.
Yep.
$65, Anna.
$65.
Bucks.
Sorry, not enough.
Really? All right, 112.
Oh, no, still not.
Hey, Anna, what about $200?
Ooh.
Yeah, I might take $200.
Oh, you might or you will?
Anna, are you taking the $200 or are you going to trust us?
I'll take the
$200. You're taking the
$200? Yeah!
Temptation.
Logical, Anna.
Great Very job. Good. You can pay a couple more bills.
I can, and I've got loads of those, though. Perfect.
Oh, congratulations. Well, you enjoy that and have a beautiful day.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
As you know, the TV streaming services are always in battle for the hottest titles because there's no point in having a service unless we've got what we want to have.
Yeah.
And Netflix just scored the big one. They snagged all 180 episodes of Seinfeld.
Me, you and Kramer are laying over the Andes. The plane crashes. Who are you going to eat to survive?
Kramer.
What about me?
No. Kramer's got more muscle, higher protein contents. Better for you.
Well, I would eat you.
It's very nice.
I still don't see why you wouldn't eat me. I'm your best friend.
Look, if other people are having some, I'll try you.
Thank you.
Netflix will get the rights to the Eps for 5 years, starting in 2021, and it's suggested that the fee they paid exceeds the $425 million that was paid for Friends, and it also exceeds the $500 million Universal paid for The Office.
I mean, great show.
Wow.
But is that, I mean, it's been on repeat and repeat and repeat for years.
Well, I never got into it because it was sort of, I maybe was a bit young for it at the time. And then people have since said to me, it was kind of a thing of its time.
It
so
was.
Maybe when you go back, it's not as great
as it was.
Do you want me to
bring in the box set of DVDs? You want it?
I'm good, thanks.
You'd start from scratch. But what a passive income though.
Yeah.
Oh, the kickback for Jerry must be,
Larry?
The guy's rolling in it. Yeah,
Larry. Larry David.
Yeah, amazing. Nice. Now guys, Rod Stewart has revealed that he has beaten prostate cancer.
Well,
after a secret 3-year struggle, the 74-year-old was diagnosed in February of 2016 after a routine appointment.
Yes.
And now he's urging men to check their prostates after he went into remission this July.
Good on him. He's certainly a man who's used his prostate.
I think you're right. Well,
he said, no one knew this, but I thought it was time that I came out and told everybody. I'm in the clear now because I've caught it early and I had plenty of tests.
Yeah.
He said, guys, really, you've got to go to the doctor, finger up the bum, no harm done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, absolutely.
The test done. It'll sort of most men end up with it at some stage. It doesn't necessarily kill you, but you've got to get it checked.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, get in early.
Older men can die of other things, yeah.
And the female Ghostbusters film got a pretty harsh critique at the time. I wonder what fans will think of Dan Aykroyd reprising the role of Dr. Raymond Stantz in Ghostbusters 3.
Batman, what happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great. Actual physical contact.
I feel so funky.
Spengler, I'm with Batman. Oh, you got slimed.
That's great, Ray. Save some for me.
Well, that's from the first one.
Yeah, it was such a great film. Sigourney Weaver also teased the news that she and co-star Bill Murray are going to reprise their roles.
Okay.
So they'll basically almost have everybody on board. Yep. The sequel's going to be directed by Jason Reitman, the son of Ivan, who directed the original film.
Mm.
And he said this sequel will hand the movie back to fans.
Oh, there you go. But no Harold Ramis, which is sad, isn't it?
They said it will reportedly follow the exploits of the Ghostbusters in the original movie, which took place in New York City. But they're, you know, must be no superannuation in the ghostbusting game if they're still kicking on at that age.
Yeah,
get the slime going again.
Yeah, that's your daily juice.
Very nice.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Pick up some Ego QV Skin Lotion from Chemist Warehouse this week to collect your limited edition 2019 AFL season medallion. Chemist Warehouse, the house of finals.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, I heard this audio and I saw this vision of Susie O'Neill breaking down over the Olympic swimming situation from, when was that Olympics?
2000.
Sydney
Olympics.
Yeah, 2000.
Susie O'Neill, Madam Butterfly, they call her, one of the greatest swimmers Australia's ever had.
Yes.
And she can considered it to be her race.
Well, she was the hot favourite to win it.
Yeah, and she didn't win. She came second. She took out silver in the Olympics. But 19 years later, she did a radio interview on the East Coast and she absolutely broke down. She watched the video of the win or the loss for her the first time.
I can't believe this is that long ago. This is when Ian Thorpe was dominating at 17.
Yeah.
Same time.
Well, you forget how long people take their regrets with them. She regrets not winning, but listen to how heartfelt her situation is.
It's Susie O'Neill.
I don't know what's only a swimming race, but when I look at that, I just see failure.
I mean, it absolutely broke my heart to see her do that. I thought, imagine, you know, thankfully I feel like I travel through life with few regrets.
Mm.
But that's like one of the sort of the things that she's taken with her and carried her whole life.
Yes, and I was saying to you earlier, you always get told you'll never regret the things you tried. You'll only regret the things that you didn't try.
Yeah.
But she certainly felt that she let herself down and her country down. She went on to talk about the fact that it was, you know, in front of her home fans and she was Madame Butterfly. It was hers to lose, and well, she came second.
Yeah,
and we know what swimming's like, you know, that, and sprint racing as well for runners, you know, that hundredths of a second can make the difference between Susie now at 46, 19 years later, being that upset.
Yeah.
Or being forever that, and she's still an Aussie champion. Let's be honest, she won plenty of gold in her career.
Yeah,
and let's face it, the past is full of regrets.
Oh, you know? I mean, choices at any time. If you whether you took that job, if you didn't date that person, if you did this, like we're no Olympians,
no,
but we recognise that there are life regrets. Sometimes you make a choice and you're like, oh, I wish I'd done that a bit differently.
Yeah,
there was a cute little place in Guildford that I could have bought for about $145,000 many years ago. Didn't do it. Next owner sells it on for over $450,000. I thought that would have been a nice little get.
Things change quickly in real estate, don't they?
Yeah.
I certainly regret picking up my first cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
And I also regret that it took me so long to realise that alcohol wasn't for me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I spent a lot of my life drinking a lot.
Yep.
And I gave up, you know, nearly 5 years ago, and I wish I'd done it earlier.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I say that I regret going on my honeymoon with Laurie, and she always wanted to go to Paris, and I was so scared of heights, we didn't go up the Eiffel Tower because of me. Life's great regrets. I was petrified.
Oh, well, give us a call, 1-333-53. Maybe you're not Susie O'Neill. Maybe it wasn't the Olympics, but if you've got a big life regret that you think, oh, I wish I'd just done, I wish it had turned out differently. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, Susie O'Neill, by the way, who did win gold at Atlanta and Sydney, and she won 24 gold medals in her career.
Yeah, she did all right.
Yeah, she didn't do too badly. Beat yourself up, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Life's great regrets, like regretting being knocked down and not getting back up again, I guess. It is your Big Breakfast at 8:27.
I wonder if Chumbawamba regret ever putting that song out.
I don't think so. There's royalty check.
Yeah,
we're talking life's great regrets after Susie O'Neill, the Olympic swimmer, absolutely broke down on an Eastern States radio. This is her.
No, no, it's only a swimming race.
Oh, yeah, she did get very upset.
It's from a race 19 years ago, from taking silver in the Olympics, but she really wanted the gold and she's never gotten over it.
Mm.
Life's great regrets to Hilbert. Lorraine, have you got one for us?
Yeah, it's probably not as emotional as hers, but 26 years ago, when I got married, I wanted my hair up. my sister-in-law at the time just blow-dried my hair and left down, and I didn't feel brave enough to say to her, no, I wanted it pinned up, and I still to this day regret not speaking out.
Isn't that funny? And you know what, Lorraine, it's probably not even about your hair. Sometimes it's just about that moment where you realise I could have had a voice and I didn't say anything.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And being it like your wedding day, if things don't go right, you never get over them.
Yeah, well, it's always in the photos. Did you do a video as well, Lorraine?
No, I didn't do a video, but yeah, I don't like looking at my photos. So, but my husband renewed our vows for our 15th wedding anniversary, and I like those photos better.
Oh, I had my hair up.
Oh, that's good. Isn't it the amount of pressure you put on yourself for a wedding day for it to be perfect?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, 26 years and I still haven't got over it.
Yeah.
That one thing. Yeah.
But we hope that it was a little bit therapeutic for you this morning coming on.
Thank you.
And I bet you've spoken up in the future after that point, Lorraine, when you needed to.
I do. I found my brave voice now.
Oh, yeah, good on you.
And how are you wearing your hair this morning, Lorraine?
It's down.
Hey,
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Quite disturbing audio of Madam Butterfly herself, Australian swimming champ Susie O'Neill, breaking down just this week.
Yes. 19 years after the Olympics, says she still can't believe she didn't win and she hasn't been able to get over it.
No.
Oh, she's very sad.
Really sad. Mm. We're taking your calls on when you've had a big life regret.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine from Cardup, what was your regret?
My regret was nearly 41 years ago, I'm nearly 60, I won a scholarship to go to England with my horse to train for 4 years for the Olympics.
Wow.
And I didn't do it. I got married instead and that lasted 3 years.
Oh!
41 years later, I still regret it.
Oh, the Olympic blazer.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know you're making that decision when you're a much younger person and you don't really recognise maybe the importance of those things at the time. And I guess you just wish you had everyone around you telling you otherwise.
Yeah, I was only 19 and they were going to ship my horse over there and everything and I didn't do it.
Yeah, you do what feels right in the moment. And, I mean, I guess that's the thing about regret is that you punish yourself for a decision that you know, Catherine, you obviously thought about it and you decided you were in love and you wanted to get married. And, you know, at the time that was the right thing to do for you.
For me, I thought it was, in hindsight, sure. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine, the Tokyo Olympics next year, 2020, will you be able to watch the equestrian? Do you watch it still?
When they do show it, they don't show a lot of it. Yeah. You've got to sit up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to see any of it. It's really,
Maybe go and watch Ride Like a Girl instead, the new Rachel Griffiths movie.
She wasn't a jockey.
Yeah, no, I go to Equestrian on the Park and things like that because I'm a photographer now, so I go down there and do my photos and, yeah, it's great.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with us, Catherine.
And
appreciate it.
I'm sure it was still a life well lived.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And more to come.
Still going.
Yeah.
Good on you, Catherine. Right. Thanks for calling.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us, You'll Love It with ABC Blinds.
Well, trust is a weird word with this show because obviously over the years, as you know, management don't trust us.
And they don't tell us any
of the
secrets.
With good reason.
Oh, we're kept in a dark cupboard. Nothing wrong with that. Let's go to Averley. G'day, Sue.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Sue, it's okay that they don't tell us anything. It keeps us safe because then people don't want to know the answers to things like secret sounds.
Yeah.
Do you trust them?
Yeah.
And Sue, do you have any inkling what you think, what do you feel the big prize might be?
No idea, but maybe a holiday.
Oh, a holiday would be lovely.
Place you'd love to go, Sue?
New Zealand, I'd love to go back to.
Oh, beautiful place. Yeah.
North or South Island, Sue? What's your favourite?
North.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the South.
It's a gorgeous place.
I've been to Timaru. Oh, hey, South Island.
Sue, let's see if we can get you off lightly with a bit of cash here.
Yeah,
or maybe you want to trust us. We'll see.
Yeah, let's go.
Go to the temptation place here.
All right. $112.
Whoa! Just
hey!
Like that. $112.
That was pretty quick.
No, I want to be in the draw with the others.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. Kimber, can you change that vibe that Sue's got?
Well, Sue, some more money.
I can certainly make it $145.
Oh. $145. Oh, now you're tempting.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no, I'll go in the draw.
Okay. Unless we said it was $176, Sue.
176.
Yes.
Well, I reckon Sue's got a breaking point here.
She does. So. Sue.
No, I'm in it.
200.
That is the easiest money, Sue.
Yeah, and that sort of felt like it might be the last offer, but I'm not sure. It's the way Matt spat it out.
No.
Okay.
You're going in.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're definitely trusting us.
Yeah, I'll trust you.
Hey,
well played.
Do it, Sue.
Resist the temptation.
Oh, you put a price on Sue. It's not $200, that's for sure. Sue, good luck. Good luck
for
the draw.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very stoic, very strong. Well done.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
The word drone has been on many people's lips just of recent time and, of course, in the last couple of days, talking about the oil situation in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
With the drone attacks there, striking their facilities.
And God knows I drone on quite often.
You and me both, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind your war drone. drones. Now we've got delivery drones.
Hey.
Queensland are trialling this, where they're trying to get deliveries made to residences. So they're saying they've so far tried flying roast chickens, hot coffee, milk, bread, and screwdrivers from local hardware stores.
Not dangerous at all.
That's the five food groups right there.
Screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Is that, not the drink.
Yeah, but they're saying that this could be a really great thing, and they're offering free drone delivery within certain areas of Queensland at the moment. They're doing a trial where they say if you book something online, you buy it online, it can be delivered to your door almost immediately.
Right.
So you just don't even have to go to the hardware store yourself. They're saying it could be really beneficial for like mums if you're at home and you've, you know, got no nappies or you've run out of milk or you need something and you can't leave because you've got the baby. Maybe you can order online and it'll arrive immediately.
God.
It's a worry, isn't it?
No. I mean,
look, you know, we're incredible, us humans, eh? What we can do and technology. But we talk about connection, right? The biggest, one of the biggest single issues with the breakdown of society is the fact that we're not connecting face-to-face anymore.
Person-to-person contact?
No, and it seems like every time there's a new development in technology, it's about isolating us further. I know that's a, you know, probably a dark cloud to put over what is essentially just a fun sort of novelty story, but it just feels like more and more we're not leaving our four walls.
Yeah, you know what else it's doing? It's taking people's jobs away.
That
I mentioned
too,
that robot
course.
I saw at the Hollywood Hospital the other day, and I went, oh, there's a robot. But I reckon there's enough people complaining about their pizza toppings sliding off when someone's doing a Deliveroo or they're doing an Uber Eats delivery right now.
Yes.
What's it going to be with a drone? Is your pizza going to roll up upside down? Oh, yeah, everything on the bottom of the
maybe
bag?
Maybe better because it's a smoother ride, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe.
I just hate the idea of drones coming in the local area.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to have one. I know that we have to live in a community. We all have houses and neighbours, and I get that stuff. But as a result, we have to operate in a way where we take care of each other. And I just feel like just because my neighbour needs a delivery doesn't mean I need a drone in that close proximity to my house in my private space. Rocking up over my yard.
And the sound.
Yeah.
The constant.
Oh, yeah. And you know, once there's one up there, there'll be 1,000 up there doing delivery straight away. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you're living in the uni of someone like, I don't know, Stirling Highway, right?
Yeah.
And there's a drone coming one way with your avocado sandwich, and then there's an avocado salad coming the other way, and then you just get smashed avo when they're praying into each other.
Oh, nice.
It just dribbles all over the road.
Oh, Captain Paul would be frothing at this, wouldn't
he?
Oh, no. There's probably people who are absolutely loving this idea.
He'd want to fly
when is
them.
It coming to WA?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what a world, I guess. So you can, you know, you can get your pulled pork delivered. I mean, so pigs do fly.
Ah, nice. Can we leave it hanging?
Crickets?
Yeah. I love that. Actually, gings amongst neighbourhood kids might come back.
Oh, you betcha.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Fog.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, life can feel very serious. And I'm learning, and I try and implement this in my own life each day. It doesn't always happen, but I try very hard to take my head out of my proverbial and not take myself too seriously.
The tears of a clown.
Gonna lighten up a bit.
But it's not always easy, right? But, I mean, job security, for example, or job insecurity is one of modern day's biggest stresses.
Huge.
You know, gone are the days where you could start a job out of school and, like, that was a job for life if you wanted it to be.
Yep.
I mean, certainly until now, I never had a job long enough that I could get sacked from. So there, who knows?
Isn't that bizarre?
Could be an experience that I'm about to have. But our friends in New Zealand are quite a bit more touchy-feely than we are.
Okay.
And they now have a situation in their corporate world that if you get called in for the meeting with the boss...
Oh. Can we just see you for a few minutes?
Yes, but you kind of know it's going to happen because they tell you you can bring in a support person.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So when you hear that, when you get that email, you kind of know, well, I think this is it.
Yeah.
People in HR everywhere know exactly what we're talking about right now.
Right. So this guy, Joshua, in New Zealand, who works for an advertising company, got that email and thought, right, well, I'm going to get sacked. I'm going to bring in a support person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he hired a clown.
Oh, great. Love it. It wasn't from Stephen King's It, was it?
No, it wasn't.
St. Pennywise in.
He said that he spent $200, so he's assuming it was the best clown in Auckland. I don't know if that's like saying you're the best DJ in Boyett Brook. But so he got this clown in, and the clown, he did indeed get sacked
right. Whilst
the clown was making kind of balloon animals. And it's, you know, and I love it, like not taking himself
That's
too
great.
Seriously. And it turns out that Jack has scored a job with a competing agency.
Oh,
so
good.
There you go.
Good on
him. Don't take yourself too seriously and hopefully things turn out all right.
Now you've caught up with the Big Breakfast. Better hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition 2019 AFL season medallion with any Ego QV skin lotion.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.